some of the fair events are already underway. According to Fair Director Travis English, coming up next week is the Miss Summit County Scholarship Pageant.
That will be at the North Summit High School auditorium, and that is on Thursday, July 30th. And it starts at 7 o'clock, and we've got 9 girls competing this year, which is more than we've had in the last few years, so we're pretty excited about that. There's also the addition of a Little Miss Summit County clinic, and it's girls from first through third grade, so we're excited about that new addition as well.
You said Miss Summit County's basic purpose is to represent the fair.
She gets to take photos with, you know, young kids, and they hand out prizes at the PRCA rodeos and the Demolition Derby. And they're just an overall spokeswoman for the fair and Summit County itself.
And it is part of a scholarship contest, so they receive how much money?
Absolutely. So Miss Summit County wins a $1,000 scholarship. Her first attendant is $750, and then $500 for her second attendant.
On Saturday the 1st, there's the Demolition Derby, but as of Thursday, when English spoke to us, the event was just about sold out. There's more activity the following Tuesday, August 4th.
We come back into action on Tuesday, August 4th, with our Barrels and Bronx event, which is kind of a new addition this year. It's the finalists from our qualifying barrel race that we had out in Oakley last weekend. So we're bringing the 60 top finalists to the arena in Colville, and they will, kind of race out and see who wins that. And we're adding Bronx to the event, so they'll buck. I think they're going to do 15 to 20 Bronx throughout the day.
There's plenty of activity for kids.
Wednesday and Thursday, we've got there's a youth pet fest on Wednesday. The big event we have is the Little Buckaroo Rodeo timed events on Wednesday night. On Thursday, we've got the main events for the Little Buckaroo Rodeo. So that's the pictures you see of the kids on the riding a sheep, riding a calf, that sort of thing. That's a lot of fun. And sign-ups are still online at summitcountyfair.org. So and it's really inexpensive. It's about $5, $5 to $10 to sign your kid up for that.
On Friday and Saturday, the 7th and 8th, the fair presents the PRCA Rodeo, plus much more.
Those are really the days that all day long we'll be having stuff. It will be from 11 a.m. till about 10 o'clock at night after the rodeo. We'll have live entertainment. We've got free family fun activities. North Summit Fire on Saturday the 8th is doing a water fight with the kids, which is free. We'll be doing like a barnyard bingo game, again, a free game. And admission to the fair is free. I guess that's worth noting. Live entertainment. There'll be a beer and wine garden again this year. And there's a parade on Saturday morning, which is great. And they hand candy out at the parade. So I know they don't do that at all, the parade.
The 8th is also the Junior Livestock Sale, and an old favorite is returning, the Carnival.
So they'll kick off about 4 o'clock on Thursday. We're really excited. It's been over 10 years, the Fair Board's told me. It's been quite a while since they've had a real Carnival Midway. So it's in the past we've had kind of smaller inflatables, and this is the big carnival that you probably imagine from your childhood. So we're really excited about that.
With the zipper and those kind of rides.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Mm.
The music includes country, bluegrass, and rock, and you wouldn't have a fair without the exhibits of local crafts and talents.
We've got fine arts, we've got home arts, which is like the quilting, that sort of thing, and we've got floriculture, horticulture, canning. I mean, you name it, you can pretty much show it at the fair.
County Fair Director Travis English. For more information, you can call him at 336-3249. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.